通话之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年5月22日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的开会参展马尔只为我们继续讲述今天的国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay, what verse is
it? Let me see.哪个诗节来着？第八十节。Chapter 11, verse number 8.
Okay. Right there in a minute. Okay. 大家稍微等一下。Jai Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Jai Radha Madhava Gopi Janna Bala Yashoda Nandana Raja Janna NandanaNatira Banacha Jaya Radha Jabiha Gopi Jana Bala Vidibharata Krishna Vidibharata Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Natira Anacha Yamuna Tira Banacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Gopi JanabalaGiri Bharata Gopi Jana Balava Bharata Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Namunatira Anacha Yamuna Tira Manacha. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text number 13.
Number 13. 我们讲的是《伯家梵歌》第十一章的第十三十节。
This chapter is Virat Rupa, the universal form.
这一章呢，讲的是主的Virat Rupa, 它的宇宙形象。
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Tathagatastam Jagat Krishnam Prabhi Bhaktam Anekada Apashya Deva Devasya Sharire Pandavastada Tathagatastam Jagat Krishnam Prabhi Bhaktam Anekada Apashya Deva Devasya Sharire Pandavastada.The Trikastam Jagat Krishnam Prabhi Bhaktam Anekada Apashya Deva Devasya Sharire Pandavasta. Word for word. Tatra.
是对字 Tatra.
There.
那里
Ekastam.
Ekastam.
In one place.
在一个地方。
Jagat.
Jagat.
The universe.
宇宙。
Krishnam. Complete.
Krishnam. 整个。
Prabhi Bhaktam. Divided.
Pravi Bhaktam, 分成
Anekada, into many.
Anekada, 分成许多
Apashyat,
Apashyat,
could see,
可以看到
Deva Devasya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Deva Devasya, 至尊人格守神的。
Sharire, in the universal form.
Sharire, 在宇宙形象中。
Pandava.
Pandava.
Arjuna.
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 Tada.
Tada.
Tada. At that time.
Tada, 当时。
Translation. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands.
译文，当时尔朱呢能够在主的宇宙形体中看到宇宙的无限扩展处于一端，却分成千千万万。
Purport, Yautsu. The word Tatra there is very significant. It indicates that both Arjuna and Krishna were sitting on a chariot when Arjuna saw the universal form. Others on the battlefield could not see this form because Krishna gave the vision only to Arjuna. Arjuna could see in the body of Krishna many thousands of planets. As we learn from Vedic scriptures,There are many universes and many planets. Some of them are made of earth, some are made of gold, some are made of jewels. Some are very great, some are not so great, etc. Sitting on his chariot, Arjuna could see all these, but no one could understand what was going on between Arjuna and Krishna.
要知 Tatra 那里一词非常的重要。表明在尔朱呢看宇宙形体时，他和 Krishna 都坐在马车上，在战场上的其他人看不见这形体，因为 Krishna 只将灵视给了尔朱呢。尔朱呢能在 Krishna 的躯体中看到成千上万的星体。我们从伟达经典中得知， 有许多宇宙和许多星体，有的由泥土造成，有的由黄金造成，有的由珠宝造成，有的很大，有的不很大等等。阿朱呢，坐在战车上，就看到了所有这一切，但谁也不能理解发生在阿朱呢和 Krishna 之间的事。
Om Gyana Chimiranda Syabhanandana Sahakaya Chakshur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisthaam Saptamyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swahapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Shri Rupam Sadhidhatam Sahagan Raghu Sadvedtam Sabadutam Arjuna, Sahita, Krishna, Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha, Krishna Padma, Mahagana Lali, Shri Vishakam Vitamstha, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutami, Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namani, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha, Shunyavari, Asya Chadesha Kavan, Vansha Kalpa Trubhya's Chant, Kripa Singhupya Eva Chant, Titana Kavanita, Vaishnavi, Namahavadanaya Krishna Prima, Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna, Chaitanya Namani Gora, Twishen Namaha. This scene must have been very, very interesting for all the others.
对于其他人来说呢，这个景象肯定是很有意思的。
Because there's two gigantic armies, and the whole tension has been building up for years and years, and this war is ready to start. And then Arjuna and Krishna go right out in the middle between the two battlefields, the two armies.
Sorry, Maharaj, the first part I didn't hear it clearly. You mean for years,
this war, you know, the tension and all the politics and everything's building up over so many years. So everybody's waiting for this. Now they're lined up, ready to fight. And Arjuna and Krishna go right out in the middle and just sit there.
就是因为就这场战争呢，大家已经是拭目以待了很长一段时间了。这么多年，无论从政治上还是从社交上、从外交上，都在进行着对这场大战的各方面的筹备。所以说呢，现在就已经是这个就是千钧一发的这么一个时刻。可是阿朱呢和 Krishna 他俩人却跑到了这个战场的中间，两军的中间，坐在那儿待着。
So we heard in the beginning, and Arjuna said his bow fell out of his hand, he dropped his bow, he fell down, he got on his knees, and he looked like he was afraid.
那在最开始的时候呢，我们就看到这样一个场景，就是阿朱呢，他非常的痛苦，他的这个弓和箭都从他的手上滑落了，而且呢，他还跪倒在那里，看起来就是他非常的悲痛，而且他就是像是要崩溃的那种状态。
So no one else could hear the conversation about the Bhagavad Gita.
但是没有人能够听到 Krishna 和 Arjuna 他们两人之间的对薄伽梵歌的讲述的对话。
So, you know, Duryodhana, we said before, he was thinking, oh, Arjuna's afraid. He saw the size of my army, and he saw, you know, Bhishma and Drona and Karna. So he thought, I can't do it. Let's quit.
所以 Duryodhan 他的解读就是，当 Arjuna 看到了他这一方军事的力量，看到了主，看到了 Bhishma 祖父，看到了 Dronacharya 还有 Karna 的这么强大的阵容的时候呢， 他就胆怯了，他就觉得他要不战而退了。
Then when Arjuna saw this universal form, he was just looking at Krishna standing there, but he couldn't see Krishna. He could just see all this, everything in the universe happening all at once. All the creation, all the destruction, everything.
当 Arjuna 他看到 Krishna 向他展示的宇宙形象的时候呢，他就一动不动地在那一个地方站着，然后呢，能够看到 Krishna 向他展现出来的在宇宙中所发生的所有的这些事情。
So they're both sitting on the chariot, but you know, everybody must have been wondering what's going on.
Arjuna 和 Krishna 他们俩人都是坐在他们俩的战车里，可是其他的人呢就会觉得很奇怪，这到底发生了什么？
So, because he can see the entire universe, but, which is impossible because it's so big. But everything was there inside of Krishna. Krishna gave this vision where he could see.
那因为 Arjuna 呢，他看到了宇宙的全景，这本来是不可能的。但是呢，就是因为 Krishna 赐予了他这样一双眼睛，使得他就在一个地方待着，他就可以看到所有发生的一切。
I think sometimes they have some kind of pictures where you can't see very much, but you put on a certain kind of glass, and you can see.
比如说，我们有一些这种景象，我们是用自己的双眼是看不清楚的。但如果要是戴上一副特别的眼镜的话呢，就能够看清楚了。
So I'll read a few more verses because it's, you know, it's very exciting.
Okay, 那我现在再多读几节诗，因为这都整个是很令人兴奋的世界。
Tatasa vismaya vishto vishta roma dhananjaya panamya shirasa devam kritanjalir avashita. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head and offered obeisances with folded hands and began to pray to the Supreme Lord.
Arjuna 迷惑不解，毛发直竖，大为惊奇。他叩首顶礼，双手合十，开始向至尊主祈祷。
Once the divine vision is revealed, the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna changes immediately. Before, Krishna and Arjuna had a relationship based on friendship. But here, after the revelation, Arjuna is offering obeisances with great respect. And with folded hands, he's praying to Krishna. He's praising the universal form. Thus, Arjuna's relationship becomes one of wonder rather than friendship. Great devotees see Krishna as the reservoir of all relationships. In the scriptures, there are 12 basic kinds of relationships mentioned, and all of them are present in Krishna. Can read that much?
要旨一旦 ，Yeah， 要旨一旦这神圣的美景显现 ，Krishna 和 Arjuna 的关系便立即发生了变化。在此之前 ，Krishna 和 Arjuna 的关系是建立在朋友关系之上的。但在这里启示之后 ，Arjuna 怀着无比的敬意，顶拜，双手合十，向 Krishna 祈祷。他在颂扬了宇宙形体。Arjuna 与 Krishna 的关系成了一种惊奇，而不再是朋友了。伟大的奉献者是 Krishna 为一切关系的源泉。
So we saw in the beginning that they had a very friendly relationship.
所以呢，我们在最开始的时候呢，看到了 Krishna 和 Arjuna 他们之间呢是有很好的朋友之情的。
Where Arjuna, you know, was trying to give and teach Krishna something. Why he shouldn't fight.
然后呢，这个 Arjuna 呢还在向这个Krishna 再去请教他为什么要打仗。
So Krishna said, you're speaking like a fool. Intelligent people, they don't talk like this.
然后 Krishna 就对尔朱那说呢，你就像是一个傻瓜一样在讲话，因为一个真正有智慧的人是不会像你这样来说的。
So then Arjuna said, Shisha Steham Sadi Mahaprapanna. Now, okay, now I'm your disciple. Teach me. So the student and teacher relation.
然后呢，尔朱呢就对 Krishna 说，那好吧，那现在我是你的门徒，请你指导我。然后他们俩之间那种关系呢，就像是一个朋友这个老师和学生之间的关系。
Now, when Arjuna sees this universe of form, it becomes awe and reverence. He's afraid.
但是呢，现在呢，当 Arjuna 他看到了 Krishna 的宇宙形象之后呢，他对 Krishna 的这种情感就变成了一种敬畏的情感，他开始害怕 Krishna。
So that's actually an unnatural relationship, but that's how many people, that's their idea of God. He's fearful. Powerful,
这是一种不自然的一种关系，但是有很多人对于神的理解就是这样的，因为觉得神呢，他是具有这个很具有威力的，然后呢，他是非常的令人敬仰的，而且呢，他是会杀死所有的这些有罪之人的。Maharaj, are you there? Oh, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. It mentions here that there's 12 different relationships, 12 different main rasas. And I was going to try to find them, because I don't remember all of them.
然后呢，在这里面呢，就提到了经典中提到的有12种关系，这种关系呢，就全都在 Krishna 之中。那 Maharaj 他现在想帮我们来梳理一下这。关系。
You know the five relationships.
我们知道这个。
Friendship,
我们知道。
Parents, lover.
我们知道和主 Krishna 之间的这五种关系，就是中性关系、主仆关系、父母关系、朋友关系以及情侣之间的关系。
Oh, I know it's in the Nectar Devotion, but you don't find it. But anyway, you can have so many different relationships with Krishna. It can be fearful, can
在奉爱的甘露，在奉爱的甘露里面呢，就给我们列出了所有的这些关系。无论如何呢，我们和 Krishna 之间呢，是会有各种各样的关系的。比如说，我们对他可以有这种害怕的感觉。我们对他之间也有这种爱的情感。
Because Krishna is the Rasamrita Sindhu, he's the reservoir, the ocean of all relationships.
因为 Krishna 他是 Rasamrita Sindhu, 他是所有的这些关系的源泉。
So there is neutrality and servitorship and friendship, those we hear about all.
比如说这里面的包括有中性的关系，包括仆人的关系，包括朋友的关系。
Krishna had so many friends in Vrindavan, he had parents.
Sri Krishna, 他在 Vrindavan 有那么多的朋友，他还有父母。
And he had lovers.
他还有爱人。
And they're all completely happy with whatever relationship they have.
无论这些无论他们和主 Krishna 处于什么样的关系，在这些关系中的大家呢，都是非常的快乐和满足的。
Then there's comedy, compassion, fear, chivalry.
那然后呢，就还有这个。还有就是这个喜剧， 还有恐怖，还有这个就是这个颤抖，就是各种各样的这种情感的展示。
Ghastliness.
Sorry, Mother, what is that?
Ghastliness.
Ghastliness.
You know what that means?
Title.
Something is ghastly. It's very fearful, horrible.
No, 不是猜测，对不起，就是这个恐怖的样子，令人惧怕的样子。
Causing great fear.
就是处在极大的恐怖的状态下。
You know, like if people see.I don't know what really happened in Wuhan, but the pictures they showed from, you know, in the West, it made it look like very fearful, just thousands of people in tents and everybody panicking and everybody in the whole city died, dropping dead.
就比如说有 you mean this is a picture from Wuhan?
Sometimes the news shows these wars that are going on in the world.
OK, 就是有的时候呢就是关于这个特别恐惧的这种状态，就是比如说有一张很可怕的一个图片，这个图片上显示的就是有很多人一次性的都被杀死了，或者说是呢就是表现着这个很可怕的战争场面的这种图景，那这些都是很可怕的情感。
The people in Calcutta and in Mayapur also, they had a ghastly experience.
在 Mayapur 和在加尔各答的人们呢也有这种很恐慌的体验。
They had the biggest typhoon ever.
因为最近呢出现了非常大的飓风。
So if you see the pictures on the news,Calcutta especially, just so many buildings broken, trees broken. Mayapur also, so many trees broken.
Marge, is this happen now or before?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay, 就是就
yesterday,
yeah,
the night
就是
before yesterday.
就是在前天的时候呢，在 Mayapur 和加尔各答就发生了一个非常巨大的飓风，然后很多的这个树啊全都被拔起来了，就被这个风给刮起来了。
So all the electric wires are broken, you know, the roads
are blocked. 所以电线的电线也都断了，然后路呢也都被堵上了。
So that's ghastly. It's fearful.
所以呢这是令人恐慌的，很令人惧怕的一件事情。
Devotees in Mayapur,They were hearing that it's coming for a long time, you know. They said it's out in the ocean, and it's coming, and it's going to hit Mayapur. And everybody starts getting ready and, you know, closing everything and locking all the doors, windows.
但是呢，在Mayapur 的这些居民们呢，因为他们很早就听说了有这样一场强烈的飓风和登陆。所以呢他们早早就让自己做好了准备，把门窗都关好，然后呢就是尽量的都能够把所有的这些东西都能收拾好，不被风给刮走。
So it's hard to think of a relationship with Krishna like that. Then there's wonder, this bewilderment, you know, how great Krishna is, devastation.
所以说呢很难想象和 Krishna 之间的这种关系是令人惧怕的，令人恐怖的。然后接着呢又还有一些就是非常惊奇的，非常令人惊叹的和主 Krishna 之间的关系。
So that all those relationships are there. So here Arjuna got in, it's kind of a ghastly, fearful situation when he sees this.
所以呢所有的这些关系呢都是在涵盖其中的，但是此时尔朱呢他所体验的就是他所看到的是令他毛骨悚然的宇宙形象中的这些景象。
It's a type of love.
This is a type of love.
Yeah, all these relationships are different ways of loving Krishna.
所有的这些关系呢，全部都是和主 Krishna 的各种各样不同的爱的关系的展现。
So here's an example of ghastliness.
然后现在这有一个是关于可怕的例子。
The famous verse by Yamunacharya. He was a big king.
那么这个事件呢，是由著名的国王，就是以前曾经的国王 Yamunacharya 他所写的一节诗。
He said, since I've begun to enjoy these transcendental exchanges of love,
他说呢，自从我开始享受着这些超然的爱的互换
，which are always newer and newer.
那么这种爱的关系的互换呢，总是不断的不断的展现着它的新鲜度。
Whenever I remember the pleasure of my past sex life, my lips curl and I want to spit on it.
但是只要每次我一想到我以前在享受着性生活，那我的这个嘴唇就会我的嘴唇就会卷起，并且去向这个想法吐吐沫。
Prabhupada said I spit on
it. 沙爸爸说，就是我会唾弃这个想法。
So anyway, there's many different ways that we relate to Krishna. Most of us are just trying to. No matter what rasa one has with Krishna, it's always service is always there, no matter what other in every rasa, except new.
无论如何呢，我们和 Krishna 之间呢是有各种各样的 rasa， 各种各样的关系的。但是无论和 Krishna 处在哪一种关系里面，都会在这种关系里面有对 Krishna 的服务可做。
So that's our identity, servants.
所以呢，这也就是我们的身份，我们是仆人的身份。
And we're all servants.
我们都是仆人。
The gopis also serve, the cowherd boys serve, everybody serves.
那 gopi 呢，也都是在服务。这个牧牛童们呢，也都是在服务，所有的人都是在做服务。
So that's our real business.
而服务呢，这才是我们真正的要做的事情。
Krishna, something just happened with my computer again. I'm reading a book and something else and it just jammed. So,
Mark 说他的这个电脑有点卡。
Yeah, you have to excuse me for a minute. Huh? Just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
马尔说，在他就是把这个电脑给弄好之前，咱们先念一会儿诵。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Maharaj.
Okay. Yeah. On this verse 14.
Yeah.
So Arjuna's relationship changed. Arjuna is inspired by a relationship of wonder. Means he's just completely amazed by what he sees. You know, because he always thought of Krishna as his friend. You know, they're joking together and eating together. And
因为 Arjuna 呢，他现在被他所见到的这种景象给惊呆了。所以呢，他是处在这种令人惊奇的感悟的这种关系里面，因为他又想着他之前和 Krishna 俩人一块吃一块开玩笑的那种景象，他就感到有点毛骨悚然。
So he became ecstatic.
然后呢，他又变得极乐起来。
And just being amazed about Krishna.
而且呢，他为了这，就是他由于见到了 Krishna 所有这一切而感到非常的震惊。
So, Prabhupada says in the purport, he wasn't afraid. He was just bewildered.
释迦牟尼佛在要旨里面说呢，阿朱呢，其实并不是害怕，他只不过呢是感到迷惑。
So his natural friendly relationship with Krishna was overpowered by this awe and reverence, like, oh, you know, this is too amazing.
所以呢，他就这个自然的被这种敬畏的这种心绪所控制住了。
Okay. So next verse.
下面这一节是
Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on a lotus, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and all the divine serpents. So he's starting to describe what he sees.
然后呢，这是第十五世界。第十五世界呢，阿周呢，他就开始在描述他所看到的景象。阿朱呢说：“我亲爱的主 Krishna 呀，我看到你的躯体里聚集着所有的半身人和其他各种不同类型的生物。我看到了 Brahma 主希瓦和全体圣人，神蛇都坐在莲花之上。
”So it was only Arjuna could see this. Sanjaya is just repeating what Arjuna says.
只有阿朱呢他能够看到这个景象。Sanjaya 呢他也能看到。Sanjaya 呢他在重复着阿朱呢所讲述的话。
Report. Arjuna sees everything in the universe. So he sees Lord Brahma and the Sheshashayi, Anantashesha. He sees everything.
Arjuna 在宇宙形体中看到了一切，他看到了宇宙中的第一个生物 Brahma， 也看到了天蛇。
So that's at the bottom of the universe.And then at the same time, he's seeing
So, 呢这个是在宇宙的底部。与此同时，他还看到了。
He's seeing Lord Brahma at the top of the universe.
但与此同时呢，他也在宇宙的顶部呢，也看到了主 Brahma。
So that's quite, you know, amazing. Because we even a tall building, you can't see the top and the bottom at the same time very easily.
所以呢，这是很令人称奇的。因为就即便是我们看一座楼的时候，我们也不可能同时又见到，同时能够看到这座楼的顶部和这座楼的底部。
So even though he's just sitting on the chariot, he can see everything.
所以说哪儿住呢？他虽然是坐在车子里，但是呢，他却能够看到一切的全景。
Okay, next. These are Arjuna's prayers. You know, that's one continuous stream of prayers.
下面一个时节，这些呢都是主尔都是 Krishna sorry 都是 Arjuna 的祈祷。
Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes expanded everywhere. Without limit, I see no end, no middle, and no beginning.
Hare Krishna, Danakari Madaji, 我们听不到你了。
二宝。
刚才那个翻译都没听见。
二
宝。
二宝。
现在能听见吗？
现在可以。
没听见。
就刚才那咕噜说的那个翻译一句没听见。
就刚才就这一句是吧？就是刚才
我整个这一段就没听见，就咕噜讲完了，你再说就没听见。
就从哪段？就是之前这一段呗，就是这个
对。
其实刚才就是咕噜在 ，OK。那刚才咕噜他念的是第十六诗节的译文，不对，他刚才念的是，我想想啊，对，刚才念的是第十六诗节的译文。就是宇宙之主啊，宇宙形体，在你的躯体里，我看到的很多手臂、腹部、口眼到处扩展，无边无际，在你之中，我看不到终结、中间和起始。现在行了吧？因为刚才。
All right, so.Did you read it? Unlimited.
Yes.
Arms, bellies, mouths, so many things. I'm sure we've
yes.
all seen pictures of them. I think that's the first picture of Krishna.
The first picture?
I think it's the first picture I ever saw with the universe.
Okay.那就在这一事件里面讲到了呢，而中呢他看到了很多的手臂、腹部、口眼，然后马尔说呢，这是他看到的关于主的宇宙形象的第一幅图画的展现。
It's a very beautiful old Indian version of Universe One. That poster, they were selling big posters.
就是在印度有一个很。在印度有一个很古老的关于主的宇宙形象的画卷的展现，然后呢，就他们在到处的在派发这张图片。
So I think it's the first picture. I was very much attracted.
然后当时呢，我就看到了这张图片，而且这是我所看到的关于宇宙形象的第一张图片，我当时就很被其所吸引。
Later, you're not so much attracted to that, be like Krishna. Same what happened to Arjuna.
但是后来等到真正的就是接触到 Krishna 的时候呢，就不会再被这张图片那么的吸引了。
So let's see what's next. Arjuna sees everything. He sees Brahma. He sees everything. So he read that. Then, Aneka Bahudara. Oh, yeah, this one I just read. 16. Krishna is the Supreme Lord and is unlimited. Through him, everything could be seen.
Maharaj, you're reading the verse number 16 again, right?
Yeah, that's the purport.
Okay. 然后呢，第十六节的要旨 ，Krishna 是至尊人格首神，无边无际，因此通过他便可看到一切。
Number 17. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence, spreading on all sides, like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs.
然后是第十七十节，您的形体光辉灿烂，佩戴王冠，持杵耍蝶，不易看清。因此，它像熊熊大火，像不可测度的太阳的光芒。我仍然到处看见这形体。
Yet I see the glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs. So it's like we have an Ishapanishad. He's saying, please remove your dazzling effulgence so I can see you. So,
所以这里面呢，就讲到了这个，你的形体光辉灿烂，佩戴王冠，持杵耍蝶。那么就好像是在这个至尊奥义书里面也讲到了，那现在请您要移走这个灿烂的光芒，然后我才能够看到您。
So, but he could see everywhere he looked, he'd see something, you know, but it was difficult because it's so bright.Like looking right at the sun. You don't see the sun planet. You know the sun is there, but if you look too long, you won't be able to see anything else.
Arjuna, 当时他这个转向四方的时候呢，在每一个方向都能够看到一些景象，但是呢，却很难看清楚的原因呢，就是由于强烈的这个光芒照耀。那就好像我们是没有办法直接看到这个太阳的，因为被很强烈的阳光所遮盖。
Okay, so anyway, all these things are there. Many crowns, clubs, discs, a very amazing thing.
所以说呢，所有的这一切都是在那里的，有很多的王冠，有很多的杵棒，有很多的碟片。
I'm going to read the next verse also. Twam aksharam paramam veditabhyam tvamasya vishvasva param nidhanam Twam avyaya shasvata dharma gopta sanatanas twam purusho matome You are the supreme primal objective. You are the ultimate resting place of all the universe. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion.Personality of Godhead. This is my opinion.
译文：你是至高无上的原初目标，你是所有这个宇宙之中的终极的栖息之地。你无穷无尽，你最古老，你是永恒宗教的维系者，人格神。这就是我的看法。
So more description, but you can see this is like, you know, he's understanding, you know, this power and glory of Krishna, which he never thought about before.
那在这里面呢，是能够好像看到主 Krishna 他的光辉，他的灿烂，他的这个荣耀，但是我们在没有 就是没有呈现这个景象之前呢，是不会以这样的形象去想 Krishna 的。
So here he's repeating things that Krishna told him in previous chapters about himself.
所以在这里呢 ，Krishna 在向 Arjuna 重复他在之前的章节里面所描述的关于他自己的一些信息。
Next verse 8:19. You are without origin, middle, or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms. The sun and the moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouth, burning the entire universe by your radiance.
你无始无终无末，你的荣耀无边无际，你有无数的手臂，日月是你的双眼。我看见熊熊大火从你的口中喷出，你以自己的光辉灼烧整个宇宙。
So again, unlimited, can't count all the arms, sun and the moon in your eyes, that's a description of the universal form.
那所以在这里面呢，又讲的是无边无荣耀主的无边无际，然后呢，他有无数的手臂，日月是他的双眼等等。
In the second canon, there's a description. You know, the idea is to make us think of the universe as God as a person. So picture the universe as one big person.
在这里面呢，他的目的像是第二次重复这个。宇宙的这个形象的这个样子，实际上是为了要跟我们来强调一下这个宇宙形象，它也是一个人格的形象，让告诉我们神它是人。
So this is one thing. The sun and the moon are your eyes.
所以呢，他才会说日月是你的双眼。
And the mountains are the bones of his body and.Trees are the hairs and all these things. So the idea is when we see the things in nature, we remember Krishna.
嗯，就比如说这个山是你的这个脊骨，然后呢，这个树呢都是您的毛发，就是要把所有的这些这个各个的细节呢和主 Krishna 的这个身体里面的部分连接在一起，然后从而提醒我们主他是一个人。
The rivers are the veins of blood, and so many nice things like that. So the idea is that some people are asking about, you know, we like to see nature, yeah, and we get bewildered. That's why we need this kind of information. So when we see the beautiful mountain, we can remember these are the bones of Krishna's body, the universal form.
比如说呢，像这个河流是主的静脉，是主的血液。那比如说，当我们有一次每次见到非常美丽的自然的景象的时候呢，我们有的时候也会被困惑。那所以这些信息呢，就可以提醒我们，当我们看到这些美丽的自然的景象的时候，比如说看到山的时候呢，会想起它是 Krishna 的骨这个脊骨。然后呢，看着这个河流的时候呢，可以想着它是主 Krishna 的血液，主 Krishna 的静脉。
So I recommend everybody to go after the class and search online for pictures of the universal pictures of Virata Rupa, and you can get some more idea about it. There's many different artistic versions of.
所以我鼓励大家做的一件事情呢，就是在今天这个讲课结束之后呢，大家在网上搜一搜主 Krishna 的宇宙形象，因为有很多的这些艺术家们呢，他们都在展示这个主 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象，有很多的版本。
Because it's Indian art, you know, ancient Indian art.
嗯，那这是印度的艺术。
And even the thousand-arm Buddha, that's like some kind of version of it.
即便是就是这个佛的，就是千手佛的这个形象， You mean the Buddha with thousands of arms? That is also one of the presentation about Virata Rupa's form
of the Buddha? Yeah, you know, it's very similar, 1,000 arms and all kinds of weapons and every arm and different things.
Okay, 就是即便是就是这个佛他有这个千手形象的这个形象，其实也是主的宇宙形象的一种展示，因为他有很多只手，然后每只手上都拿着各种各样不同的武器，所以这个意思概念是一样的。
So there's very nice purport here. Short, but
这里有很好的钥匙，这钥匙呢很短但是很重要。
There's no limit to the extent of the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here and in many other places, there is repetition. But according to the scriptures, repetition of the glories of Krishna is not a literary weakness. It is said that a time of bewilderment or wonder or great ecstasy, statements are repeated over and over again. This is not a flaw.
要指至尊人格守神的六种护语无穷无尽，这里和在其他很多地方的描述是重复的，但根据经典，重复 Krishna 的荣耀并不是文学上的不足。据说在迷惑不解、在万分惊奇或极度兴奋时，会一而再、再而三的重复，这并不是缺点。
As devotees like to hear the things over and over again. It's like we chant the Maha Mantra, same thing over and over again. It gets better and better. The more we repeat, the better it gets.
比如说奉献者呢，他其实是非常的享受着去聆听所有的这些不断重复的这个信息的。那么就好像是我们在念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的时候，其实我们也是在不断的在重复这个曼陀罗，但是在不断的重复的这个过程中呢，我们就会对它有越来越深、越来越深入的这种理解，然后就会变得越来越好。
嗯。In Arjuna asked Krishna earlier.Please tell me again and again because I never get tired of hearing.
比如说像 Arjuna 他曾经就对 Krishna 说呢，请你再一次的给我讲一遍，因为呢我永远都不会觉得因为听这些话而感到厌烦。
And the sages at Naimisharanya, they also said, please tell us, we never tire of hearing this nectar.
在那么 Sharanya 森林里面的这些圣人们也是会说，请你再给我们讲一遍，因为我们永远都不会觉得烦了听这些话。
So repeating and repeating it's relishable and also helps us to remember.
所以呢不断的重复不断的重复呢，这个其实是一个非常享受的过程，是一个品味的过程，而且呢它也能够帮助我们记忆。
We repeat something enough times we'll remember.
因为我们对于一件事情要是重复的足够多了以后呢，我们就把这件事给记住了。
Like my godbrother Dravida Prabhu, he knows so many slokas, he can just go all day with slokas.
Pravita, right? Pravita Prabhu.就比如说我的神兄，就像我的神兄弟 Pravita Prabhu, 他就能够记住很多很多的时节，他可以一整天就只是念诵时节，记忆时节。
So I was thinking like we always do, he must have some kind of really special brain.
所以我总是觉得就是那些能够记忆时节的奉献者，他是有一个特别的大脑。
But it's not a physical thing, it's that he relishes the slokas so much, so he has that desire to remember them.
但其实这并不是一个物质方面的事情，是因为他在不断的在读这些诗节的时候呢，他就开始越来越能够品味这诗节中的滋味，然后呢他就有这种渴望，他要把这个诗节给背下来。
So I asked him, how do you remember so many, how did you do this?
所以呢，我就问普维特跑步，您是怎么能够记住这么多的时节呢？
So by repetition.
Repetition. Repetition.
Yeah, just by repeating the same thought over and over and over again.
他说呢，就是通过不断不断的重复，不断不断的重复。
So that's valuable. If we really, you know, if you love someone, you can tell them over and over again, I love you, I love you.
所以呢，这是很有价值的。因为比如说，如果我们要是爱某个人的话呢，我们就可以不断的一而再再而三的去跟这个人说我爱你。
So another verse. Dwav apravit yor dham antaram hi vaptam svayaikena dishas tisarva dishvad bhutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space between. O great one, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed.
虽然你是一，却布满天空、星体和其间的所有空间，伟大呀！得到这奇妙可怕的形 ，sorry， 看到这奇妙可怕的形体，所有的星系都惊慌失措了。
Report. Yao Chu.Dwav aprit yor, the space between heaven and earth, and lokatrayam, the three worlds, are significant because it appears that not only did Arjuna see the universe form of the Lord, but others in the planetary system saw it also. Arjuna seeing it was not a dream. All whom the Lord endowed saw it. Now it's another statement.
Yep.
We don't know who is seeing it. It sounds like this demigod.
嗯，要指天堂和地狱之间的空间和三界在这界世中都很重要，因为这表明看到主的宇宙形体似乎不仅仅是Arjuna的那一个人，其他星系上的人也看到了。Arjuna看到的宇宙形体并不是一场空梦，主赋予了灵视的每一个人都在战场上看到了这个宇宙形体，所以看起来还有一些其他人能够看到这个景象，那就是应该是半神人们。
So it says that others in other planetary systems, means like different demigods, they could see it.
这里面讲的是在其他的星宿中的其他的人也能看到，那也就是说呢，是居住在其他星体上的半神人们。
You know, because when like the demigods, they came to watch the war.
因为呢，会有这些半神人们，他们来观战。
It's like if there's a really like super football game or the World Cup game or, you know, all these spectacular so-called events, then all the big rich people, they come by, they get a front row seat.
比如说呢，就像有这种世界的大型的盛会开始的时候，比如说有这种超级足球赛。或者是大型的竞争比赛要开始的时候呢，这些富人们他们全部都会来观看这个比赛，他们也会很买好这个在前排的很好的这个位置的票子。
So when there's this huge war coming and with all the greatest fighters and everything, the demigods they come to watch.
所以说呢，当有这么一场大战要进行，而且呢有这么多的名声显赫的大将参战的时候呢，这些半神人们他们也都来观战了。
So Indra wanted to watch Arjuna, his son. Surya wanted to watch Karna, his son.
比如说天帝 Indra 呢，他想看看他的儿子 Arjuna 在这战争中的表现。Surya 呢，也想看看他的儿子 Karna 在战争中的表现。
These are the prayers of Arjuna.And there's many, many more. So It's already past 8 o'clock. So we'll take the rest of the next time.
OK， 那像现在讲的这些诗节呢，以及下面的很多这些诗节呢，都是Arjuna的祈祷。那因为现在已经是过了八点了，所以呢，我们后面的诗节呢，就留到下一节课再来讲。
OK， so questions come in, or you have any leftover questions?
No, not leftover questions, because you covered all of the questions from the previous week, but we do have the new questions for this week. The first question is from Yamuna Tira Mataji, Hare Krishna, Divine Guru. 请问个体灵魂和至尊主的五种关系是可以发展变化的还是永恒不变的？为什么？谢谢您的仁慈。Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that for the five relationships between the individual souls and the Supreme Lord, are they eternally to be fixed in that kind of relationship, or the relationships are interchangeable or can be changed from one to the other? Why is that?
That's a good question.
首先这是一个非常好的问题。
Well, the basic relationship of service is always there.
那我们和主 Krishna 之间的最基本的关系呢是服务，这服务的关系一直都在那儿。
How you're serving it appears can change.
Sorry, I didn't hear clearly. Could you say it again?
As far as I can see, I can't remember specific places, but I've read that it can mature. One can, you know, change. Even in Vaikuntha, someone may somehow develop a taste for Goloka or something.
Material can change.从物质的这个表现上来看呢，这个人和Arjuna和这个 Krishna 之间的这种关系是可以有一些调整变换的，在Vaikuntha或者在Goloka。
But nobody thinks I want to change.
但是呢，没有任何一个人他会想着我想变这种关系。
Everybody is completely satisfied with.However, they're serving Krishna.
就是所有的人在他们自己服务 Krishna 的这种状态下，他们都是非常的心满意足的，就觉得就是在这样的状态下服务 Krishna 就是最好的。
But like as far as the gopis in Braj with Krishna.
但是呢，比如说在Braj 的这些和Krishna 们在一起和 Krishna 在一起的这些 Gopi 们
They were all different, coming from different places. Some of them were coming from Goloka.
这些 Gopi 们呢，他们都是来自于不同的地方的。有一些 Gopi 呢是来 Goloka 的。
There were some that were sages in the forest at the time of Lord Ramachandra.
但是还有一些 Gopi 呢，是当时主 Ramachandra 在森林里面流放的时候，和主 Ramachandra 在一起的那些圣人们。
So I don't know, they were sages, they were meditating, doing some kind of meditation on, probably on Vishnu in the heart.
然后这些圣人们呢，他们当时呢就做了一些冥想的休息，他们在冥想在心中的 Vishnu。
And they saw Lord Ram, and they were so much attracted to his beauty that they wanted to embrace him. They wanted to.
所以呢，当他们
that kind of relationship.
那么，当他们在这个冥想主 Vishnu 的时候呢，就见到了主 Ramachandra， 然后他们就非常的被主 Ramachandra 的俊美的这种形象所吸引。以至于呢，他们就想要拥抱主 Ramachandra。
So they took birth as gopis in Vrindavan.
所以说呢，就是这一群奉献者呢，他们就投身在了稳达稳，成为了稳达的 Gopi 们。
So they serve more directly in but so there's many different groups Gopis like that come from different previous lives.
所以说呢，他们就能够更加直接的去服务主 Krishna。但是呢，在 Vrindavan 呢是有各种各样不同的这个 Gopi 姑娘群的。那么这些 Gopi 姑娘群呢，他们都是来自于不同的地方。
But like I said, everyone is completely satisfied. No one's thinking, "Oh, you know, what am I doing? I don't like being a coward boy. I'd rather be a Gopi." No, they're completely happy.
但是呢，所有的这些人，他们都是非常心满意足的处在自己所处在的那个形象里面，不会说一个牧牛童说我不想成为一个牧牛童，我喜欢成为一个牧牛姑娘和 Krishna 一起互动，不是这样的，就是他们所在的自己的这个状态下都是非常的开心的。
Because they're completely absorbed in serving.
因为呢，他们在这个形象下是完全的沉醉在对主 Krishna 的服务之中的。
Although there's transcendental envy.
但是呢，是会有一些超然的嫉妒。
Like sometimes the gopis, when they see they can't go in the forest in the daytime with Krishna, so they get a little envious of the coward boys who can go off with Krishna all day.
比如说呢，像勾平们，他们有的时候看到，这个牧牛童们一白天的都和 Krishna 出去了，但是呢，他们却没有办法一整天的和 Krishna 在一起，所以呢，他们就会对勾平姑娘们，就会对这个牧牛童们会有一些嫉妒之情。为什么我不能一整天的和 Krishna 在一起
？They try to follow, but they always have to go back.
他们呢，就试着要。跟着一起去，但是呢，又都被轰回来了。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question is from Rajendra Babu. 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译和主持。Krishna 展示宇宙形体，真是不可思议的 Krishna。我们也永远了解不了 Krishna。如果学习灵性知识也无法彻底了解 Krishna， 也永远只是部分了解 Krishna， 那么学习灵性知识的目的又何在呢？每天还得上课、回课、讨论、写作业、背诵师姐、考试等等，焦头烂额，也不想成为 Pandita， 只是想成为奉献者，爱 Krishna 不就可以了吗？我们追随牧牛姑娘的步伐，牧牛姑娘又不上课、不背诵、不回课，对吧？
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. Please accept my very humble obeisances. Lord Krishna manifested his universal form. That's really incredible of him. And it's not possible for us to understand, it's not possible for us to understand the Lord really. It doesn't matter how we study the spiritual knowledge.We cannot thoroughly understand him. So no matter what, we only can understand part of him. So if that is the case, what is the purpose for us to study the spiritual knowledge? Say every day we need to go attend the lectures, we need to do the homework, we need to present our homeworks, we need to do the discussion, we need to...try to memorize all of the verses, we need to participate in the exams. All of us, all of this are quite bothering, because too much to really handle. And I don't really have any intention to become a pandita. I just don't want to become a devotee. I just don't want to love Lord. Isn't that enough if I just love him? And I just don't want to follow the footsteps of Gopi.Because a gopi, they don't need to attend any lectures, they don't need to memorize any of the verses, they don't need to present their homework. Isn't true?
Yeah, because they're, their life is always a lecture. They're always, somebody is always glorifying Krishna, and they're listening. There's always kirtan, there's always Krishna katha.
这个确实是，但是这个勾比姑娘们，她们始终处在的状态，就是在不同的，在不停的处于上课的状态，因为呢，她们总是在聆听着旁边的人们在荣耀 Krishna， 在不停的在听着关于 Krishna 的 katha， 因为在她们身边总是会有人在做这样的事情。
So to love someone, you need to know about them. You need to know them to some extent.
所以，如果我们要是想爱一个人的话呢，我们首先要理解他，至少在从某种程度上理解这个人。
But different devotees, not every devotee goes for bhakti shastra and you know homework and all that. Everyone has different tastes. Some just go to cooking class.
但是不是所有的奉献者都要去上奉爱经典 Bhakti Sastri 的这种课程，然后也不是所有的人都必须得写作业回课，因为所有的人呢，他对就是不同的人对 Krishna 他所展现出来的这种品味是不一样的，兴趣也是不一样。那有些人可能就是喜欢对为主 Krishna 做好吃的，所以呢他会去上烹饪课。
And many just go to the Madanga class, the harmonium class, and they practice all the time.
还有很多奉献者会去上弥当甘府的课，会上打挠钹的课，或者是这个弹哈尔莫尼琴的课。
But whatever it is, we have to be hearing and chanting. So when we have a regulated schedule, that otherwise we may not really, we don't really love Krishna.So we may space out, we may not forget Krishna.
但是呢，无论我们做什么，它其实都是为了让我们能够聆听和唱诵关于 Krishna 的话题，然后这样才能够让我们爱 Krishna， 否则的话我们就忘记它了。
So you know what the, Srinivasacharya said about the six Goswamis.
我们大家都知道 Srinivasacharya 他讲述的关于六位 Goswami 们的形象和状态。
Bhaktva turnam shesha mandala pati shenim sadatu chama bhutva dena ganeshako.Karunaya, Gopi Nakanta Srito, Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Bilahari, Alola Magnamo, Vande Rupa Sanatana, Prabhuyago, Deva Gopalako.So that means that they gave up everything. Taktva Turna, Mishesha Mandala. They gave up wealth and fame and high position in society, everything.
那这里面所描述的就是六位 Goswami 们，他们放弃了所有的一切，他们放弃了他们的财富，放弃了他们的名声，放弃了所有的一切。
They just had one cloth, the two pieces of cloth they wear.
Sorry, they just accept two pieces of...
They just, you know, they're Babaji, they just have two pieces of cloth, one bottom and one top.
Oh, okay. 因为他们都是 Babaji, 所以呢他们拥有的只是两块布而已，就是一块围在下身，一块围在上面的布。
And that says Gopi Bhava Rasamrita, that in this way that's the mood of the gopis. They just want to serve Krishna.
那这是在 Gopi 们的心态中，就是他想做的事情仅仅是服务 Krishna 而已。
But one way or another, we have to learn how to serve Krishna. We have to know about Krishna, so we want to serve.
但是呢，无论如何，无论通过什么样的方法或什么样的途径， 我们呢就要学着如何去服务 Krishna， 而且呢我们要去理解 Krishna 到底是怎样一个人，这样我们才会有这种愿望想要去服务他。
I hope that helps.
我希望我的这个说法能够帮助他们。
Otherwise, the sages, they think like that. Well, we just love Krishna, but they also love many other things that are against Krishna.
嗯，否则的话呢，就会变成了 Sahaja 的这种心态。那么 Sahaja 说呢，就我就爱 Krishna 就行了，但与此同时呢，他还爱着很多的和 Krishna 相对的事情。
So we always have to be careful.
所以我们一定要小心。
For Krishna Raja. That's why we have, you know, Mangal Arti, and we chant. The gopis didn't have to chant 16 rounds. They didn't have Mangal Arti.
Okay.
Yeah.
那，比如说呢，我们得念诵啊，我们还得去 Mangal Arti 啊，但是 gopi 们他们不用去 Mangal Arti， 他们也不用念诵十六圈。
Because they're always chanting Krishna's glory.
但是Gopi们他们是一直在不断的唱诵着 Krishna 的荣耀的。
Nobody had to tell them you don't eat meat or don't gamble. They never heard of such thing.
那没有人需要告诉他们你不能吃肉啊，你可不能赌博呀。他们从来都没听说过这些事儿。
So they weren't even interested in Mahavishnu, you know.Saw Narayan. They just ask him where is Krishna.
嗯，他们就连这个 Mahavishnu Junaryana 他们其实也都没有什么兴趣。他们探寻的就是永远都在问 Krishna 在哪儿。
And they just said, "Did you see Krishna? Where is he?" You know. So they were only attracted to Krishna.
那所以呢，他们唯一被吸引的就是 Krishna， 他总是要看到这个 Krishna 在的这个特征。
But you know, like I said, not everybody goes to the class with the homework and study and. But many devotees like to do. It helps them to remember Krishna.
但是呢，
那就是其实并不是 new melodies and harmonies.
其实并不是所有的奉献者都会去上课呀，然后去写作业，但是有很多的奉献者呢，去愿意参加这些课程，因为说这些课程呢，能够帮助他记住 Krishna。那比如说，如果要是有一个这个 harmony 琴，他能够弹奏出来的这个新的调子，那奉献者他也愿意去学习。
Some just like to make garlands.
那有些人呢，就是喜欢要做花环。
All right.
好吧。
I hope that helps.
我希望这个
you don't have to go to all those classes, but you have to be hearing and chanting about Krishna. Krishna says, Tesham Satyati Yuktanam, the one who's always engaged in my service, and I give knowledge one way or another.
嗯，而且呢，你也可能不需要去参加这些课程。那 Krishna 说，如果要是一个人他一直在为我做奉献服务的话呢，那我就能够把知识赐给他。所以说呢，无论怎样，只要是做服务，他就能够得到这个知识。
Like some get knowledge by studying, like going to classes and hearing from teachers.
那有些人呢，他是通过去参加课程，然后呢，通过老师给他的讲述来得到知识。
Some get it from just serving Krishna in so many ways, and he reveals himself.
那有些人呢，可能就是通过各种各样的去服务主 Krishna 的这种方式，使得 Krishna 向他展示了这个知识。
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Maharaj. So the next question.
Yeah.
The next question is from Radhananda Madhaji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的 Guru Maharaj. 有两个问题需要 Guru Deva 的仁慈开示。如何理解影子服务、夹杂服务和纯粹服务呢？ She's asking two questions because they are not exactly the same, so we will, I will read one after another. The first question, firstly, she showed her very humble obeisances to you, dear Srila Gurudev. And the first question is that how to understand the shadow type of service means about, how to understand the differences among the shadow type of service, mixed type of service, and pure devotional service. What are the differences among them?
Again?
How to understand the shadow service, the mixed service, and pure devotional service. What are the differences among them?
Well, I guess shadow means like you're just not really directly serving, and just somehow, maybe without even knowing it, you're serving.
That can happen.
I haven't heard that term, but mixed means I want some material gain from my service.
那这个，呃，guru说他没有听过有影子服务这个说法以前。那然后这个加下服务呢，意味着就是你在服务的时候呢，希望得到一些物质的好处。
That could be the Gyanis, they want knowledge, they want mystic powers, something as a reward for their service.
这就意味着他希望通过他的服务能够得到一些知识啊，然后得到一些玄秘的力量啊，来作为他这个服务的回报。
Karma Mishra, they want material gain. You want to get, you know, many people are doing some kind of service, giving donations, building a temple or whatever, hoping to get a better birth in their next life or to get rich or to get popular.
很多人在这个做这个服务的时候，他内心的心态都是希望，比如说他会捐钱建庙啊，会做各种各样的服务，他都希望通过这个服务呢，使他在下一生能够有个好的投生，或者说是能够变得有钱，就是他会有一些在物质上的收获的欲求。
Here means no material motive, only want to please Krishna.
那纯粹的意思呢，就是没有任何的物质的动机，他想做的事情只是服务 Krishna 而已。
Just want to please Krishna. They don't think of any other. Don't care like the gopis. We don't care if I get anything in return. We don't care if Krishna says ignores you or doesn't acknowledge your service. Just want to serve Krishna anyway. That's pure.
纯粹的服务呢，就像是Gopi们的这种心态，就是我不管你 Krishna 到底是接受我的服务，还是意识到注意到了我的这个服务，有没有这都无所谓，反正我要做的事情呢，就是要服务你，其他的事情我都不在乎。那么在这样的一种状态，这个被称为叫纯粹。So
anybody can be pure.
所以所有的人呢，都可以变得纯粹。
It doesn't matter if you're even Kanishka, you can want to just suddenly want to please Krishna. That's pure devotion. Anyabhilashita sunyam, jnana karmadhyanavritam, free from any material contamination of karma or jnana.
那比如说住在 Kanishka Madhikari 层里面的这个奉献者，他也可以在片刻之间，他想的事情就是我想做的只是服务 Krishna， 然后呢，他的 就从所有的内心中的这些不洁的这种状态下摆脱了出来。
Okay.
Yes. The next question from Radhananda Mataji. 启迪后的门徒不知什么原因又开始吃肉，不再念诵，这会给启迪guru带来危害吗？ for the initiated disciples, for whatever reason, they started to eat meat and stop chanting. Will this bring any harmfulness to the Diksha Guru? Will this bring any harm to the Diksha Guru?
Not harm exactly, distressful.
就是不会带来危害，但是呢，会让咕噜觉得很伤心沮丧。
Prabhupada said if a disciple is sinful, that the guru might have a bad dream, something like that.
沙巴巴说呢，就是当门徒从事这样的罪行的时候呢，这个咕噜他也许可能会做噩梦。
You probably give it just like you say you have a child and your child goes to prison. So you suffer, but you don't suffer the same way as a child in the prison. But you feel bad.
就像
沙
巴巴给我们举了一个。那么说，像说爸爸他给我们举了一个例子，他就好像是这个家长，他有孩子，然后这个孩子呢被关到了监狱里面。那么这会儿这个家长呢，他其实他也是会挺难受的，但是他这种难受跟这个孩子在监狱里面所受的苦的那种难受是不一样的。这个家长他的这个难受呢，是心里边的这种难受。
But if the guru himself is strictly giving everything to Krishna.That Krishna takes the reaction that you know, it might go through, so there's a little some disturbance. But if the guru himself is not pure and not following, then he'll suffer also because he's not serving the disciple properly.
就是说，如果要是这位 guru 他自己要是非常的纯粹。非常纯粹的服务主 Krishna 的话呢，那么主 Krishna 呢，他是会这个就是他是会处理掉这些这个业报的反应的。那么虽然说 Guru 他可能会很难受，因为这件事情很难受，但是呢就会过去了。但是如果要是这位 Guru 他自己不纯粹，他也跟着一块儿去从事这些不洁的活动的话，那就会大受其苦了。
So don't think, you know, the disciple should think it will hurt my guru if I fall down. He should, you know, want to keep his promise. But the person who does that, they will suffer, you know, a lot.
当然这作为这个门徒来说呢，他其实始终应该想着是我要信守我的誓言。The disciple should think that he needs to keep the promise about himself.
He should think, I don't want to hurt my guru. I want to be strict if I make a promise.
Yeah. 就这门徒呢，他应该想
着。Even in the mature world, if you make a promise and you don't keep it, you get in trouble.
Yeah.就是这样的啊，就是这个门徒他内心想的是我应该要信守我的诺言，然后呢我要做的事情呢是要让我的咕噜开心，就别给咕噜添麻烦。但是呢其实真正的他如果要是做了坏事的话，受罪的那个受苦的那个是他自己。但就即便是在这个物质世界，如果我们要是打破了我们的承诺的话，我们也是会遇到麻烦的。
In Kali Yuga, people don't take promises very seriously.
但是在卡利年代呢，人们已经不是那么的认真对待自己所说的话了。
Like when people get married, they make all kinds of promises.
比如说呢，当人在结婚的时候呢，他们其实都会做出一些承诺。
But often they think after a year or two, I didn't mean it, and they don't care, they don't keep it.
但是呢，在这个发誓了这么一两年之后，以后呢，自己再一琢磨，你觉得其实我当时发这誓呢，我不是那意思，所以呢，他们也就不会再对这个誓言那么的认真的去对待了。
But if you're doing business and you promise your customer something, and then you don't give it to them, then you can be in big trouble.
但是如果你要是在做生意的时候，像你的客户要是做出了一些承诺，然后最后又没有兑现的话，那可就惹祸上身了。
So we make promises at initiation, and when we don't keep them, there'll be trouble. But it's not like Krishna punishes directly; it's automatically by the laws of nature.
所以说呢，就当我们在启迪的时候呢，我们发下了誓言，可是呢，我们又食言了。那我们就会给自己惹麻烦，但这并不是说是 Krishna 在惩罚你，而是呢，由于食言而受到了自然定律的惩罚。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much. So the next question. The next question is from Hua Huan Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜到家。请问经典训示我们要培养怜悯心，有时候看到生物被残恶的处置会觉得很可怜很心痛，却又很无奈，为了安抚自己突然就会想到经典中又说我们不该为这躯体感到悲伤，然而我瞬间不看不想，但又觉得自己很无情，内心更难受，请问怎么理解对生物体要具有怜悯心又不为躯体感到悲伤呢？
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to you and all my and my obeisances to all the devotees. So my question is that, in the sastra, we got the instruction that we do need to has the mood of compassion. However, sometimes when I see the animals to be mistreated.I feel so hurt. I feel so helpless. I think they are in such poor situation. But I don't know what to do. I cannot really do anything.
So in order to pacify myself, and I'm thinking of something else
mentioned in the sastra. The sastra said that we shouldn't feel grief for this body.Then I got a little bit confused because I feel myself is so relentless because I cannot really do anything but try to comfort with me with this word from Sastra. So I feel more sad. So my question is that what is the right way to do? What is the right way to show the compassion to the living entity but at the same time not feel grief to the material body?
Well, we're not grieving for the material body, but we don't like to see suffering. Sometimes we see poor people, we may be able to feed them.
就是这样的啊，我们不会为这个物质躯体而感到悲伤，但是呢，我们也确实不想看到别人受苦。比如说，我们有时候会看到穷人的时候呢，我们会给他们吃的。
But if we're fortunate, then we could understand that by spreading Krishna consciousness, by chanting the holy name, we're actually help everybody because that's what will purify the atmosphere of the world.
但是事实上是这样，如果我们要是够幸运的话呢，我们就能够理解到这一层。就是当我们在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，以及当我们在传播 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候呢，其实我们是帮助，实际上我们是通过这个行为在帮助一切的众生，因为这样的这种行为呢，它是能够净化整个的这个气场的，就把整个这个环境给净化。
We might be able to save a few animals. You know, some people make a shelter and they save a few animals You can buy a cow from the slaughterhouse or get a dog from the government and take care of it. You can't help everybody except by helping the world by spreading Krishna consciousness. That's why we need faith in the holy name.
我们也许可能能够凭借自己的力量呢救几个动物，比如说有些人可能会为一些动物来搭建一些这个收容所，或者我们可以从屠宰场里面买一头乳牛回来，然后把这头乳牛给救了，或者说呢是从这个再从政府的某个收容所里面救出一条狗，然后呢把这个狗给很好的照顾起来，但是我们是没有力量去救赎所有的这些动物的。但是呢我们可以通过念诵和传播 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名来拯救整个这世界。
So we will get more inspired to chant and to teach Krishna consciousness and try to help the world get in better condition, get out from the tamaguna of Kali Yuga.
所以说呢我们首先呢是要对这个圣名要有信心。然后呢我们就要要有尽量更多的去念诵这个圣名，然后呢要有好的这种机会去把这个 Krishna 知觉的这门知识去传播给大家，然后呢使这个世界能够尽量的从愚昧和激情的这个属性中呢提升出来，提升到这个善良的属性，这样就能够帮到大家。
Ultimately, people are suffering because of their previous sinful activity.
但是终极来说呢，人们他之所以受苦的原因是由于他前世的活动所致的。
So the more we can get people to give up their sinful activities, the more suffering can be reduced.
所以如果我们要是越多的能够帮助人们减少他们的罪恶的活动的话，那么就能够越好的减少人们所在受的苦，或者生物体在受的苦。
Okay, so that's a good question because we all have that. I have that problem myself. If I, even in Vrindavan, when I see so many cows and they're living in the street, eating in the garbage, you know, I want to help them, but what can I do? You know?
Yes, yes.首先呢你这个问题呢是一个非常好的问题，因为有很多人都是处在这样的状态下的，比如说我自己本人就是处在这样的状态。在稳大问的时候，每次我看到那么多的流浪在街头的这些牛儿们，然后呢他们在吃这个垃圾里面的这些食物，那我就觉得非常的痛心，那我就希望能够做一些事情，但是我确实是无能为力，我能做什么呢？
I was thinking, you know, Krishna loves the cows, why, how can it be like this?
就是而且我们就会在想 Krishna 他是这么的爱他的牛们，但是怎么能够让牛过着这样的生活呢？
I was thinking maybe these cows, they were humans in their last life who didn't treat cows properly, and then they have to become a cow and get mistreated.
所以呢我又在想，那么也许这些牛儿们他们可能在前世是人，但是呢他们在虐待牛，以至于呢他们必须要这一生呢要作为牛来被虐待，然后呢来还掉他们之前的这个业报。
So one of my godbrothers, he started rescuing cows in Vrindavan. He ended up with hundreds of cows taking care of them.
所以呢我有一位神兄弟，他后来就开始救济在Vrindavan的这些流浪的乳牛们，然后后来呢他的这个牛舍里面呢就救了好几百头这些牛。
But he was frustrated also because he couldn't help all of them.
但是呢他也非常的沮丧，是因为他没有办法帮助所有的这些牛。
So
that's very frustrated.
Yeah. Radhana Swami,
这是一个非常的令人沮丧的一种音
乐。He was walking on the beach somewhere.
You mean Shrapapa?
He's walking on the beach.
有一次呢 Shrapapa 他走在海滩上。
He saw a fish that, you know, had washed up shore.
他就看到了一些冲到海滩上的一些鱼。
So he thought, he threw that fish back in the water. Thought I'll help this fish.
The Maharaj, do you referring to Srila Prabhupada or somebody else? I didn't hear the beginning.
No, it's Radhana Swami.
Okay, okay, sorry. This is Srila Prabhupada. This is not Srila Prabhupada. This is Srila Radhana Swami. 然后呢，他说他看见了就是一些被冲上海滩的一些鱼。然后呢，他就把这些鱼呢又都送回到海里面。
So he threw that fish back in the ocean.
他又把这个鱼呢又给扔回到了海滩，海里的。
And it came out again.
但是这鱼呢又被冲了回来。
Threw it back.
又被冲了回来。
Came out again.
所以呢，他又把这鱼又给扔了回去，然后这鱼又被冲了回来。
So that time he walked out as far as he could and threw it as far as he could. And thought, now I saved this fish.
然后呢，他就是尽量的往这个海水里面深的走，然后呢，就尽量大的力量的把这个鱼给扔到远方。他就在想，这次我把这个鱼给救了。
Then he was walking along the beach.
然后他继续在海滩上走，念诵。
Then there was a fisherman.
Fisherman, fisherman.
Fisherman.
对，然后呢就
pulling in a big net full of so many fish.
然后呢就有一个渔民，这个渔民呢他就。这个撒了一个网，然后这个网里面抓了好多鱼。
Then he thought, just see, I thought I saved one fish, but then there's hundreds of fish getting.
然后呢，然后他就说，我觉得我好像救了一条鱼，可是现在有这么多鱼都是没有办法被救的。
So, but by spreading Krishna consciousness, watering the root of the tree can actually help.
但是呢，如果我们要是传播 Krishna， 但是如果我们要是传播 Krishna 知觉，我们真正在这根树根里面浇水的话呢，是可以帮到整个的这个状况的。
Okay, that's why we keep saying you got to preach. Lord Chaitanya told everyone, chant the holy names, teach the holy name.Everybody chants. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them to chant the holy name.
对不起，所以呢，也就是说，为什么我们要反复强调主持人参加马哈帕布他强调让大家来念诵圣名。无论我们走到哪里，我们去到哪里，我们见到任何一个人，我们都要这个告诉他要念诵他的 Krishna 的圣名。
Chant.
念诵，唱诵，唱诵，唱诵。
Because when you're chanting, it's not only for your own benefit. That vibration is purifying the atmosphere all over the world.
因为呢，在当你念诵的时候呢，不仅仅是你自己受益了，因为念诵它所发出来的这个震动，是能够使整个的这个世界的这个氛围都受到益处的。
And we have to work at it because the people who are polluting the atmosphere, putting all kinds of lies on the news and the internet and all kinds of nonsense, pornography and gambling and, you know, advertisements for everything, they're working very hard, more and more and more. So we have to flood the internet as much as possible, or the WhatsApp or the WeChat or whatever you're using, make it full of Krishna Katha.
而且呢，就是我们的这个工作呢，其实还是得要下点功夫才行。因为现在，比如说在互联网上所发布的各种各样的信息，确实都是这个污染这个环境、污染这个震动的这些信息， 而且呢这种信息是越来越多越来越多，所以我们需要做的事情呢就是尽可能多的在互联网上，比如说我们的微信里面，或者是无论是哪一种途径吧，更多的把跟 Krishna 相关的这个信息像洪水一样让它来冲洗这些这个渠道。Maharaj?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. Next question.
All right. Wow. Fired up today.
Yeah. Well, there were two. Okay. There were two more questions. Do you have time?
Okay.
The next question is from 顶拜圣人聆听知识。牧牛姑娘和牧牛郎是从灵性世界来的吗？灵性世界来的灵魂一定会回到灵性世界吗？This devotee asked the question, if the gopi and gopa, they are from the spiritual world, and also whatever the souls come from the spiritual world, will be sure to go back to the spiritual world?
Can you ask again?
Yeah. She's trying to ask, she's trying to ask if the gopis and gopas are from the spiritual world originally, and whoever from the spiritual world, will be back to the spiritual world.
If you came from the spirit, yeah, the ones, of course, the eternal residents that came with Krishna, then, of course, they go back.
那么那些和 Krishna 一起来的那些永恒的同游们，当然他们一定是会回去的。
Maharaj?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're done with this question? You're going to answer the next one, or you're saying you're going to say more?
No. Those who come from the spiritual world with Krishna, they're going to go back with Krishna. They're always with Krishna. He brings them
special. 那些和 Krishna 一起从灵性世界来的那些灵魂们，他们一定是会和 Krishna 一起回去的。因为呢，他们是非常特别的，他们始终都和 Krishna 在一起。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question from Shabari Mataji. 请问 Guru, 通过主宇宙形体中的血液来净化主的宇宙形体中的毛发，也就是说通过祈诵圣名祭祀降下的雨水来净化山川河流花草树木，最终能够提升宇宙的整体振动频率，恢复主的宇宙形体整体 Krishna 知觉。Maharaj, my question is that through the 等会儿，对不起，我再念一遍。通过主宇宙形体中的血液来净化主的宇宙形体的毛发 ，using the blood of the universal form to purify the hairs of the uniform.Of the Lord. In another word, is using the Sankirtana Yagya, using the water of Sankirtana Yagya to purify the rivers and glaciers and mountains and flowers, grass and trees. And eventually,can
elevated the overall overall vibrations of the universe and restore the university form of the Lord. In that case, to improve the whole Krishna consciousness of the whole universe. Is that right?
Yes.
是的，是这样的。
That's right.
是的。So, Sankirtan Yagya.
Yeah, that's the Yagya for the age that will purify everything. Because when people get purified consciousness, they will act in ways which are good instead of destructive ways. Now there's so many demons and they don't care for destroying the environment or killing people even to get what they want because they have very low consciousness.
因为这个 Sankirtana Yagya 呢是这个年代的祭祀，那么通过做这样的祭祀呢，使人们的这个知觉能够得到提升。那么当人整个的这个知觉得到提升之后呢，他们的这个行为也就会发生改变。那么现在的这个状态呢，就是大部分的人因为是处在很低的这种意识知觉的这种状态，从而使得他所从事的很多的这种活动都是在一种漠不关心，然后呢在一种极有毁坏力和杀伤力的这种状态下在从事着活动。
Right.
Yes, Maharaj. So this everything, all of the questions has been covered by you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Maybe we set a record.
Yeah.
Maybe we set a record.
Record?
Yeah, the longest class.
Oh, no, actually you have longer classes than this. I remember sometimes you give the class after 9. Now it's just about 9.
Yeah, anyway.
Marsha 今天破纪录了，他今天给讲课讲的是最长的一节课。我说不是，我说您有的时候给的课比这个还要长，有时候您会讲到9点以后。然后 Marsha 说呢，大家问的都是非常好的问题。
I was going to just write to Janaka about how are the devotees in Wuhan?
Oh, well, I think probably you do need to write to Janaka Prabhu because I am not the right one to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the devotees are happy there.
Almost getting out, you know.
Yeah,
the schools are open. I know the schools are open. People are dancing in the street. You know.
Really? Yeah. I do know somewhere are very crowded, but I don't know what about Wuhan if it's like that.
Yeah, Wuhan was the last one they were opening up for.
Yeah.马尔说呢，他要给加纳克帕布要写信，然后呢要问一问咱们武汉奉献者现在的状态，然后武汉整个的这个整体的状态是什么。他说现在咱们中国现在基本上就处在一个完全恢复正常的状态，大家已经又都回到了街上开始唱歌跳舞了，但是武汉可能是就是最后完全解禁的一个地方。Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. 现在是这样，就是可以跟Guru说，因为有一些个别的城市，北方的城市，还有病例出现，所以说可能又逐渐的严格防控了。但是武汉和其他的城市逐渐都在好转，都已经恢复正常了。
Maharaj, the situation is that. Because there were still some new cases to be found in the north part of China. So, in that case, in the northern part of China,
the mood started to be restricted again. However, the other part of China, including Wuhan, gradually got eased.
Okay, well, other countries are locked down.
Sorry, Maharaj, what did you say?
Starting to open up a little bit.
You mean the other countries started to release from the lockdown, right?
A lot of countries. America had more than China, you know.
Mm. 就是我现在有点听不太清楚马尔说的这个话，但是呢，马尔，我猜他说的意思就是说，现在世界各地的很多国家现在又开始慢慢的在解禁，但是他说美国怎么样，我有点听不太清楚。萨姨妈姐，你那边因为开着声音，我这边听着回音，所以我听不清楚。
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gauranga. So
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常的感恩，Prabhachandra Maharaj就是我们的精彩讲述，以及对所有的这些问题的非常耐心的以及精妙的解答，也感恩萨蒂玛就给我们安排这么好的平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听和参与，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。哈利波。